USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal officials are looking into using a NASA site to house a surging number of illegal migrants crossing the border. ABC News reporting Customs and Border Protection is looking at Moffett Federal Airfield in Mountain View, California, to house some of the unaccompanied minors in custody. Henry Cuellar represents a district on the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. He says the surge is just beginning.
I know March, April, May, June are the high peaks, so you know we're about to see the numbers. If we got 100,000 for February, March is going to be higher.
Pump prices are likely to spike this summer as the cost of crude oil continues to soar. Industry analysts say the price of gas could top $4 a gallon in some parts of the country. They blame that on a lack of increased production and rising demand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden says the United States is committed to working with its partners in the Indo-Pacific region and all of its allies to achieve stability in the region.
It's a purpose that I think we all are concerned about. A free and open Indo-Pacific is essential to each of our futures, our countries.
Speaking at a virtual meeting with the prime ministers of India, Australia, and Japan, Biden explained they're launching an ambitious new joint partnership that's going to boost COVID vaccine manufacturing for the global benefit and strengthen vaccinations to benefit the entire region. A group of New York Democrats in the House is calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following 6 allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler saying the repeated accusations have made it impossible for Cuomo to continue as governor. Other New York Democrats said all the accusations have been alarming. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
On Thursday, President Biden passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. Next on the agenda for the administration is an infrastructure bill. The president expected to unveil a $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Back in February, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the president opposes raising the federal gasoline tax because it would violate his pledge of not raising taxes on middle-class Americans. Speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe on Friday, Buttigieg seems to walk back from that promise.
We've got to come to terms on how to pay for it. Now, the real question is how much of this should be paid for with revenue that is raised as part of the vision for the bill. There are a lot of different ways to get at that. You know, historically, for example, we've mostly relied on the gas tax in order to fund our highways. But the gas tax hasn't been adjusted since 1993. It was never pegged to inflation. And even, you know, at best, that's a medium-term solution because as electric vehicles come onto the road, people are going to use less gas anyway. So we've got a lot of decisions to make.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul proposed new legislation that would provide direct federal education funding to parents to educate their children however they choose. Paul saying the legislation would provide much-needed flexibility and options regarding K-12 education. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.